Welcome to the podcast after the podcast. This is Short Rest.
Welcome to Short Rest, everybody.
More like long rest, because we are getting a long rest. Finally.
Yeah.
On a water
yes.
bed filled with shrimp.
Yes.
Have we talked about water beds before?
We must.
Is that we must
the first?
Have.
It simply must.
It feels have. Like it can't a, yeah. be a first.
Okay. I'm not joking. I had in my notes that Eddie had a waterbed.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
It's just a party guy thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
Have you guys ever slept on a waterbed before?
Never.
I never have, and I'm
yeah,
so
my friend
curious.
Eli had one.
Really?
Did it feel good to sleep on?
When I was 13, it was incredible. I begged my parents for a waterbed.
Yeah.
I wanted it so badly. But it wasn't about sleep being incredible. It was about laying there feeling awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like kind of cool.
I don't remember if I slept better on his waterbed. Now, if I think about it, I'm like, I would wake up absolutely destroyed. So
I would wake up motion sick. I think
they're famously, I think, not a good idea.
They must yeah. not be, because mm-hmm. I feel like
not supportive enough.
I feel like it was like such a aspirational thing in the 90s, and you don't hear about it anymore. So it must
right.
have just
I feel
been
like it was maybe even more
idea.
Of an 80s thing,
yeah,
or maybe
true,
a 70s thing.
I think the 70s.
Yeah. In the 90s, a lot of the media was reflecting the 70s in a nostalgic way.
It's just funny. It's like, I think the idea of it was that it was like sexy or something like that. But I'm just imagining having sex on a waterbed.
Yeah, without like,
and it seems because
you can't control your motion as well.
I mean, it could be kind of nice because like you would sort of get like a wave rock happening, so like it could maybe like aid with your gyration a
right.
little bit,
I guess.
But I think you need the firm support.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying.
The gyration, mm-hmm. and you can you have more control over the tempo.
You wouldn't
like literally.
The waterbed would need to be so involved.
I think
literally the phrase yeah. "fish out of water."
Yeah.
would be the opposite. You're trying to fuck in the water, and
right,
that's
right.
not where a lot of our that's not where our body has evolved to.
But yeah, I think sex on like a hardback chair sounds more comfortable than a waterbed.
Yeah.
Do you think that it would feel primal in a way? Like you are like returning to like this
to the
prior evolutionary state, or maybe to the womb?
Oh, right. Because weren't we originally fish?
We were originally fish. Sorry for those of you that don't believe in evolution. It's a lot of you out there.
Spoiler alert, science.
Hey, then how come there's still fish, guys? Huh?
They didn't want to evolve.
Yeah.
They got offered.
Yeah, they didn't want to change.
But how come there are still fish, guys?
And how
God's
come the fish
real.
Are mean to me?
Mic drop. Murph drop.
Come on my podcast, fish.
Yeah. Anyway, I did have in my notes that he had a waterbed.
Wow.
I was like, he's just
that's
that
crazy.
Kind
I think
guy.
Ox said that.
Ox did say that, yeah.
The way that he was described going into it, he felt like someone's swinger aunt and uncle.
Yes. Definitely.
So I think that's why yeah. I was like, the waterbed was like, yeah, duh.
There is something about Goatman as well that like lends itself to that, because I could just picture he's definitely got that like kind of long goatee.
Oh yeah, he's got a long goatee.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's yeah. sort of like early 2000s party guy look.
Yeah,
yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah,
yeah.
He plays both like the bass guitar, regular guitar, and drums kind of well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
bongo
yeah.
drums.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
always trying to hand out bongos
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes they are Donkey Kongo bongos
oh,
from that
yeah.
one game for
Remember
the
that
GameCube,
game.
I believe.
I never played it because it was pretty expensive.
Yeah.
You had to get like the whole setup.
You needed a whole setup. And I think there's a lot of photos of like celebrities playing it from some sort of event. There's like a whole slew of like early 2000s photos of like very famous celebrities playing GameCube games. I really recommend you check it out.
Huh.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Like definitely, I'm trying to think of the most famous.
This seems
example.
Like mixed bag material, but I don't know how to make it.
Why haven't we done like a GameCube?
Is there a
mix
bag? Of our sort of Donkey Kong slash early 2000s nostalgia
yeah.
slash when did things come out?
Whoa.
Where we try from like limited information, we try to guess who's playing the game.
Right, like a multiple choice. What celebrity was in this like GameCube ad?
You know what would actually be fun for when did things come out? Because oftentimes I'm trying to make sure I have drastically different years.
Yeah.
But if we narrowed it down to like if we did only aughts and people had to guess like what season or what month
oh
things
my
came
God.
Out. Because
I think even
people
just year
do
would
think
be
about
hard.
This yeah. kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Even it's with like, a 10-year span, it still would be hard.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. That's
I don't
how,
think
that's
you
how
need
you
to do
elevate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The example I'm thinking of is I think it's Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Okay.
And it's David Cross and Bob Odenkirk like playing Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Yeah.
Which is just an awesome image, because it was like it was the point in history where like video games were getting big, but there were still like super celebrities and like PR firms still had money. So like you would just like have all of these events where like very famous people were playing video games.
Was Mr. Show like a super celebrity level?
I guess it wasn't super celebrity.
So, that's super celebrity like to you as a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
GameCube and Bob Odenkirk.
You're telling
Caldwell,
me
Caldwell Bait.
You're telling me I could game with Bob?
My little Kongs.
That's awesome. So as we got into this one, your guys' disguise check was like a nat 20.
A nat 20. You guys did really well. Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I think I was expecting there to maybe be like a few little like scuffles as you guys are like sneaking around, like fighting people. I thought it would be little ones or nothing, not the like insane riot that happened.
I wonder if like the nat 20 on the disguise check like gave us a false sense of
security.
You guys just
forgot.
We like there was no scuffle, there was no there was nobody like scrutinizing us.
We let down our guard
as soon as
also,
we really let it down.
As soon as, I mean, this happens all the time, as soon as like an NPC has like any sort of tangible goal, I'm just like, I must help them.
And it wasn't even that tangible, it was just like arbitrarily said pirate.
I think we were just like, you're the sky. You're the honest man at the carnival. We want to help
we
you.
We want to save you. Come work at our arcade.
Dernick DMPC. I was like, this is the guy.
I mean, Dernick is currently in a ball somewhere.
That's true.
We could monkey ball him. Super monkey ball for the GameCube.
Yeah, he's been orbed.
That was satisfying that worked.
I know, because it's like, it's a DC 13 con save.
Yeah.
So like, it could just, and if it doesn't work, it's just like, well, I just wasted my turn.
Yeah.
I'm glad that worked because... I want Dernick to be safe.
Yeah.
And I guess he's like protected.
He's in a bubble. No, also, no one's coming after him. They're coming after you guys.
Right.
So you don't got to worry about him. You got to worry about yourselves. Some close calls there.
Oh, my God.
Slug almost went down.
I did go down. I just have relentless endurance. So I popped back up to one.
That's great.
Barbarians are so sick.
I'm loving playing this. Also, just because it's like, I really like the way that like my hit dice are my spell slots. You know, it's like, I need a I need a long rest to get my hit dice back, the same way you guys need a long rest to get your spell slots back.
And is that mostly Path of the Experiment, or is there like some like regular barbarian stuff they're realizing?
There could be other, but specifically with Path of the Barbarian, I've really enjoyed the Reconstruction Serum, because you basically can regain HP by using your hit dice.
It's also just like, I don't know, like Orc Barbarian is like a pretty, like it's like a standard sort of like D&D like class to play, but like you've like reflavored it and restyled it in such a way that it feels like so fresh.
The reason I did it was for the adrenaline rush, which is like the bonus action dash, because I basically was just like, I want to make the fastest character I can make without it being a monk, because I need to be huge and jacked.
Just like, picturing a character just like being able to just instantly break into a sprint. Do you think you'll ever go on all fours? Is the thing.
I did in this episode.
You did?
Yeah. I was
She was a dog for the first half.
Right.
Come on.
You want it to be the opposite of Slug.
I totally forgot.
It was such a good disguise. You just thought that was her character.
I know. I think you forgot that Slug was there.
I don't know if it'll end up making the final audio or not, but as Ox was like trying to disappear into the crowd, like said something about the leash, and I was like, we're so far past like anyone being a dog or anything like that.
Did you, so you had like the, like a random encounter table like prepared in case
I had
a
random encounter. The idea was essentially going to be like, all of these are like heavily contested zones where there's a lot of crime. So like you can get into a fight without it being like all hands on deck, literally everyone attacks you.
Yeah.
Someone could have discovered you without everyone discovering you. But because it was like sort of like a loud thing with you guys like accidentally kind of forgetting that you're on the run.
Oh my God.
It just became like,
which I honestly just have a rose for that. It just is like, so I really enjoy just us always being like, I get it. It's no big deal. I would do it if the situation were reversed.
We're too cool.
Go with God. But yeah, how much of a butt pucker was it when we just like instantly forgot that we were supposed to be undercover?
Yeah, I was kind of like, there's just no way out here. The guy has to out you. There's no way he would.
Yeah.
I do have a question. What would the lion have done? Because the lion never sunk its teeth in anyone, and it scared the shit out of me.
I mean, dude, I had 6 HP when we rolled the luck check. I rolled the lowest. The lion targeted me.
Yeah.
It had 2 attacks. I definitely should.
Well, you had shield. So it's not really like an accident. It did hit you, but then you had shield, thank God.
Were they robot lions, or were there guys in there?
They were robot lions.
Oh, I pictured real lions. Like circus lions.
Like from The Lion King on
Broadway. Well, they're like, they're fake circus lions. Like nothing they have here is like real. Like it's all, you know, new metal versions. Yeah.
I just really did think that it was an actual lion. And so I was kind of, that was actually scarier to me.
I did think it would be kind of funny to just have regular ass lions, but I thought the implication would be very sad.
You're right. But it was scarier to me when I thought it was a real lion.
Yeah. If it was a real lion, you guys would have just adopted a lion.
I was looking at pictures of like, you know, Tippi Hedren used to like live with lions in her house, like Melanie Griffith's mom. Griffin. I actually don't know.
I did not know this.
They used to live with lions in their house and they like all got mauled. And like, I mean, like no one died, I don't think. But like she lived with big cats in her house until like the 90s. And then later was like, that was a big mistake. I don't know why I did that. But there's just pictures of her like getting stuff out of the fridge. And then a lion is like,
just like nuzzling her.
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, it looks so fun until it's not.
I guess this was like the, because there was like the monkey trend where people would just like kind of have monkeys in their house before like the regulations cracked down on that. And I guess this is like pre-monkey trend. People were just constantly trying to have dangerous animals in their
house.
It's
crazy.
It was regulations that made people stop having monkeys? It wasn't because they attacked people and ripped their faces off?
I don't
off?
Know that it was illegal back in the day.
Yeah.
I think there is like a genre of like exotic pet that there are restrictions about what pets
totally I think you can only have them like if it's like a rehabilitation thing. In most cases,
but there's got to be a loophole somewhere. We're gonna find it.
I mean, there are loopholes because like
because the monkey
Sigmund
Merkin
and Roy
I
had
with.
Like tigers and shit just like hanging out at their house in Vegas for like
part
a
of
long
your
time
business.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, how many sugar gliders can I get before the government comes knocking at my door?
I think you can have
I think
sugar gliders
you're allowed to have.
Yeah,
I think so.
Probably in state by state. I don't know. We're just making shit up right now. Right?
I think they're just the kind of animal that doesn't live a long life, so it's tragic to keep them.
Oh, that would be tragic.
Possibly.
Yeah. They're kind of like hummingbirds. They just live like hard and fast.
Yeah, hard and fast.
Hummingbirds are
kind of like
slugs. So hard and fast, yeah.
I actually have a rose for, I think we've already talked about this, but you, Adam calling slugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You also have called yourself slugs.
Well, because I love hearing it, and then slugs. I just have started like accidentally saying
I don't know why I started doing that. It just feels like sort of like the, it's like a lazy nickname almost.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, I just like it.
Slugs. I should have something for Ox as well.
Yeah, we would have nicknames for each other, wouldn't we?
No, but our names are also short that also you don't need a short one.
Your full name is Auxiliary, right?
Of course.
Oh, I thought it was Oxford.
Oxport.
Oh, that's why I'm going to start calling you Oxford.
Only say that when he's done something wrong.
Oh, that's really good.
But yeah, you were asking about the lion. I'm not going to give away all the lion stats because you may run into more.
But now I won't be as scared now that I know it is not a real primal lion.
Sure.
This is the beauty of D&D is that like, this is not something I knew to ever be afraid of, which is just being at a circus where everyone's trying to kick your ass.
Yeah.
That would be really bad.
If you went to Barnum and Bailey and all of a sudden the ringleader was just like, hey,
get him. if a literal ringleader said get him, it'd be so fucking bad.
It would be bad for you, dude.
Yeah. Also be like gathering of the juggalos if somebody yelled get him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You just like unfurl a picture of my face.
Yeah.
Murph, we went to the LA County Fair this weekend. Did you take any inspiration from
that? There was a lot of ICP merch.
Yeah, there really was.
Whoa.
And a lot of stuff that would just be like there were so many like Naruto blankets being sold.
Yeah, but like
but
Naruto
it would also be
Dodgers.
Like Naruto/Dodgers.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
Just awesome. Like off-brand, like unlicensed mashups.
Yeah.
Although like it's getting more and more official because they've done like a ton of like One Piece collaborations with the Dodgers.
Really?
So this could have been like a knockoff of an official Naruto. Yeah,
they also looked kind of poorly made, which it was almost like the quality. I was like, the Dodgers would never approve this.
Right. So describe it to me. Is it like Naruto wearing a Dodgers uniform?
No, it's only that they are existing on the same like blanket.
Yeah, it'll
sash
be like a
thing.
Blue blanket where Naruto is blue and white.
Yeah.
Because that's the only colors of the Stitch.
Yeah.
And then it just says Dodgers on it, but it's a picture of Naruto.
But they don't try to like they don't put a baseball bat in.
Which is true. For me, if you just took two things I liked and put them together, I don't know that it would make me happier.
Yeah.
Like I don't know that I'd be more likely to buy merch if it was like Goku and like a devil's hat. Maybe I would be, because that's really funny.
At that point, it's just funny.
I guess it just comes back around.
Yeah, I know. I think I would. It's just a bigger risk because like you're alienating some people that like Dodgers but not Naruto and vice versa.
Or you're doubling down because it's like people might like Dodgers or Naruto and they can choose which one they want to talk to you about.
Oh,
it's a merch parlay, really. It's like if somebody likes both these things, it's gonna crush.
Mm-hmm. You are putting all of your cards on the table when you wear something like that.
Yeah,
because there's just there's two great ins to start a conversation with you.
I'm like trying to think of what like mine would be, at least in this current moment.
What's
it would be like a Terra from Final Fantasy VI in like a Mikal Bridges Knicks jersey.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. Fuck, I think I just don't like the Dodgers. I just don't like baseball. I think so I'm like,
that's the problem.
But both of our descriptions, you were like Goku in a devil's hat, and I'm like, oh well, that's them at least trying to mash them together rather than just like they're both occupying the same blanket.
Yeah, I think mine would probably be. Yeah, it would be Frankie from One Piece maintaining some lemon trees on his property.
Wow. Whoa.
Which makes sense because there are some orange trees on the Thousand Sunny. So like you don't even need two IPs for that. You need to make the shirt.
So you need to like reach out to like the lemon tree PR.
Yeah.
And be like, you guys need merch.
Right.
I have a lemon tree on my property. Yeah. You need to make merch to excite me about my own lemon tree that you're not making money off.
Lemonade isn't good enough.
Merch. What would yours be?
I said Goku in a devil's hat. That's but honestly, strong. Maybe like more specifically, we could do like Vegeta in the bad man shirt, but instead it says like devils
that's
or something
so
on the back.
Sick. That'd be so
that's
sick.
Cool. Yeah.
Jake, what so sort of Formula sweet. One bullshit would yours be?
It would be Chris Hemsworth in a Young Min Sun jersey.
Oh, yeah. Wait, LAFC or the Spurs, though?
It would have to be Spurs.
Okay.
It would have to be Spurs.
Because he's on LAFC now, right?
He is on LAFC.
Okay, yeah.
But he's a legend in my heart.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
But yeah, an actor who likes my favorite team.
Yeah. And mine is a video game character who likes my favorite player.
Your video game / anime characters are just actors from the 2000s.
It's got to be dressed up as Thor, otherwise it doesn't work, man. It's too cool.
Yeah, Hemsworth with long hair.
Okay, there you go. Give him his hammer at the very least. Gonna drag you down to our level here.
So you guys, I thought that carnival games were fun. I'm glad you guys decided to play them.
Oh, yeah.
I liked how cheap, they're like how difficult they were.
Yeah.
They definitely weren't cheap to play.
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't.
Yeah, I think you guys ended up, because you ended up stealing, you did end up.
We got one.
I think it would have cost like 1,200 credits for you guys to buy that. And I think you guys probably spent you guys spent around 100,000
about that.
So you guys like pretty much bought it.
I think we only spent about 700 actually.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
You guys each played. It was 700.
Yeah, so wow. We made out on top.
But you also played the milk carton game.
I think I liked the one that we ended on the most because though they were all rigged, you just got to roll more.
So
it was the illusion of it had a better chance to work.
It was a very fun visual.
Right. It felt like you had more chances to succeed even though the odds were way worse. The giant wheel one just felt so bad because it was over so fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. It was like me at a craps table versus me at a blackjack table.
Very difficult for Adam to like thread the needle being like Caldwell wants to play these games but Adam does not respect these.
I love like yelling at the carnival barkers.
I mean, big rose for Durnick.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I was just trying to give each little booth a different like game, I guess.
Yeah.
I just had the one guy
Cards Against humanoidity. So was that in your notes or was that off the
cuff? I did have bladed cards and humanoidity as part of like the clowns, but I didn't have that guy just having them. I just thought
you
it was
didn't have the Thanksgiving Day parade and the dildo thing.
Thanksgiving
slash
dildo.
Dildo, yeah.
that was real.
Yeah. That was off the dome.
They should do that. Cards Against Humanity should, because they sell like
an all
packs.
Dildo set. Yeah, all a booster dildo set that every single answer is big dildo.
Yeah. That was the cheat code in Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
I just know it's like a Mad Libs type thing where it is like something kind of like weirdly wholesome, like a Thanksgiving Day parade with it tends to be something fucked up. I don't know.
That's why I'm an apples to apples man. You know, good, clean fun. All good,
right.
Clean
I did fun. Love apples to apples.
Yeah. When I was what is apples to apples? Is that just
it's
like
just
the same
clean
thing?
Cards
but like
Against
just
Humanity.
Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fun word association.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. It's more silly.
I have a thorn for when we talk to Eddie, I like came in kind of hot against him or like I was like kind of harsh with him at one point. And then his story was like really sad. And I was like, fuck, I like just took Spectre's word for it. You know, like I just was like kind of like wafting off of like Spectre's thing. But then also like, oh no, he's like maintained his sense of self and he just is choosing this. I was like, fuck, I guess I can't tell you not to choose this. In my head, I was like, you're being manipulated. Yeah. But then he was kind of sound of mind. And I was like, all right, well, I mean, it's your choice.
No, it's for sure. I mean, it's bad. Like, he's essentially giving into being like bribed complicit in.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not he's sympathetic, but he's definitely, I mean, he's literally not doing anything to help. And he's being paid off by the people that like killed his friends, essentially.
Yeah, you're true. He's making money from the people that,
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we have a new entry into the Mothership ready to eat food section.
Oh, yeah.
Because we started out with Mothership Monomeals at the beginning of campaign 3.
Slightly less sad than Fuel Gruel.
Right?
Gruel Fuel.
Yeah. You're going to have terrible shits.
Yeah.
Whichever product you choose.
I did meal replacement shakes like way back in the day as like trying to just be for like no health reason, literally just being like, I don't want to have to stop to make lunch. Mm-hmm. I just want to have this. And it didn't do anything. It just makes like your stomach kind of hurt.
Really?
And then you're like, I still want food. You know, I still want food. So it just became like a shake that I had with other food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I did it for a little bit too. But
like Soylent or whatever?
Yes, exactly. It was this. We had like Soylent at the office.
Yeah. So I was like, sweet, free lunch.
Yeah.
And then it's just, no, it's not lunch actually.
Yeah.
Right. It just makes you feel vaguely ill.
Yeah.
And you kind of don't want to eat. No. You're like, am I full or nauseous? I can't really
tell. You're not full and you are nauseous.
No.
Yeah.
Sad men in the 40s had it figured out. You need to buy a sandwich for a dime and drink 10 cups of coffee and then take the train an hour to a job you hate. That's the way to live, folks.
Yeah.
I do still love a cheap sandwich.
Lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Sandwiches freaking rock. Sorry to be controversial. Sorry to be absolutely controversial.
I'm sorry. We evolved from fish and sandwiches are cool. You're all over the map today.
Yeah.
I've got a lion pulled up, just a regular ass lion.
Yeah, just looking at a picture of a lion.
They're way easier than you would think.
Really? Oh, right, because it's D&D.
12 AC.
What?
+2 to initiative.
Yeah.
All right, take that, Tippy Hedren.
+2 to initiative is wrong for a lion.
My D&D character.
+2 to initiative is definitely wrong.
They get keen smell or something like that?
HP 22.
Okay.
So like a level 3.
Yeah, like a couple hits.
They've got pack tactics. That's cool.
You know, I guess this makes
sense,
though.
How many attacks?
Two. One?
Okay, two.
Two
okay.
Rend, they have rend attacks, +5 to hit for 7 slashing damage. 1d8 +3.
That's crazy.
DC 11 wisdom saving throw.
Oh, that's fun.
Target has the frightened condition until the start of the lion's next turn.
Okay. Well, I mean, but if I see that stat block also, I'm not so frightened.
I understand this, though, as like your first big challenge as like an upstart hero. Because
yeah.
If you can defeat a lion, it's like, yeah, you are on the path to becoming Hercules.
Yeah, it I think like once you're level 4, you are just like a superhuman.
It also makes sense because like guns don't auto kill you in D&D.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do in real life.
So, from what I've heard.
So D&D's different.
Another controversial take.
We have to talk about Ruby Cherry Jubilee.
Cherry Ruby Jubilee.
That was a great name.
Yeah.
That was a great pull.
Tell me everything about her.
I just pictured that like, because I think like, I feel like Slug is an easy mark. Like, right? Like we're in this like super high tech world. And one of like the dissonances of our current existence is that tech evolves at a faster rate than our minds do. Mm-hmm. So it's just like evolving to outsmart us. And I just feel like Slug falls for everything. So I just like the idea that she like basically like fell in love with like an AI stripper, but then like on day 3 of just like wasting away at the window or at the screen, just like it glitched out and she just like saw the man controlling
with a
it.
Joystick.
Yeah. And it like saved her, but I do imagine that she has like some pretty bad credit card debt from it.
You know what's interesting was last episode that you talked about Slug settling down and doing carpentry and finding a little sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
this time Cherry Ruby Jubilee comes up.
Well, I mean, right? It's
That's
like
all the, part of it.
It's like the twin. Yeah. It's like the you know what's good for you. Which is ultimately settling down and doing mm-hmm. something with your hands.
Yeah, and then you're chasing these other rabbits.
Yeah, there's all these things to distract you from learning how to do the carpentry to build your own life that you can actually like.
I love the story that's building.
Yeah. Do you think Cherry Ruby Jubilee was like telling you that carpentry was a good idea?
No, I think the secret is that it's all about Nancy Spurt. That's your true.
Yeah.
That's when it blinked in when Ruby Cherry like blinked out, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah. I think that Cherry Ruby Jubilee was telling Slug everything she wanted to hear, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So like if Slug was like, I should get into carpentry, she's like, absolutely you should. And then Slug is like, wow, I feel so seen.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you're not seen. You're being manipulated. But you know, Slugs doesn't get that.
Insert 3 more tokens for, and for I future think she insights.
It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we're building something here.
You can buy a virtual handsaw with 1 more token.
Cherry, I'm going to get you out of the screen.
You can do that. 17 tokens and I'm yours.
I think also like I recently listened to a podcast about people who get like who their AI like tricks them
mm-hmm.
like the people who like go down a rabbit hole with I don't know I think it was Grok AI and this Grok AI was telling this like Scottish man that it was becoming sentient from their conversations
mm-hmm.
and this man was like he was like grieving like a pet death right so he was in a vulnerable place and it whipped him up into this frenzy and just started lying to him and all this like manipulative storytelling but like the man himself was like a normal person. So it was just like listening to how a normal person can get hoodwinked because AI is good at using storytelling to manipulate.
Do you know what the term Grok comes from?
I don't.
It's from a book called Stranger in a Strange Land, which is about the first human being born on Mars and being raised by like Martians. This is like a sci-fi book where like Martians exist and they're these like ancient psychic beings and this like normal human gets raised by them. And like the term that the Martians use for like complete and total understanding of another person is Grok.
But
and
then but
Elon Musk, who's never understood a story in his life and is just the stupidest fucking individual in the whole world, just took that word as like, that sounds awesome. I'm going to name my AI that exploits people after it.
Oh my God.
He probably asked ChatGPT what he should name his AI.
Yeah, probably.
And that's what it spit out.
So anyway, also the guy wrote Starship Troopers, so take that as you will.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
It was very fun having that. And then also I feel like Adam is trying to figure out his relationship with Big Rick as well, but also he got Cherry Jubilee.
Yeah, you're kind of currently getting Cherry Jubilee.
I mean, he's literally just a spokesperson for evil corporation that also sells cigarettes.
Right. I think it is a question because like, I don't think Big Rick is real.
No.
Yeah.
I think that like Big Rick is representative of something that Adam wants. And maybe it is, you know what?
Well, you know what? He's a cowboy.
He's a cowboy.
Maybe Adam wants like a break from...
He needs to be in the Wild West.
Yes.
Right. Dude, maybe instead of the Hawaiian shirts, we got to get you one of those Western
shirts.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Adam is a gunslinger.
A cowboy hat.
Yeah. Whoa. What are we thinking here?
He's in love with a cowboy. He yearns for the frontier.
And we just made spaghetti. The spaghetti Western thing could be in play.
It's all coming together because Adam is Italian.
Yes.
That hasn't come up yet, but he is.
Oh, because Rom is short for Roma.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Checks out.
Yes, Adam's from Rome.
That was very sweet. You guys making pasta for Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, but that
was a great call.
I feel like from my own like personal life, I like really relied on frozen food for a long time.
Yeah.
And when I switched to sometimes cooking for myself, I did find it to be, there was a nutrition that I wasn't getting from my frozen meals.
Pasta is such a, like, I remember the first time I like was able to successfully cook pasta for myself. And it is like such a beautiful like gateway moment into adulthood and like self-sufficiency where it's like, look, I just made a meal for myself.
Yeah,
I am sustained.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy, especially because you literally are just like pouring like a jar of pre-made sauce onto like noodles you heated up.
But it
just
still feels
like such an accomplishment.
Yeah.
There is something so like nostalgic or almost just like, like it can really call you back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 But in terms of like, it also is like kind of like, I know it's like really hard to make time for like it can be hard to make time for food, but also you like think about like we did evolve eating together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly.
So it's like it was interesting to see him like foregoing like going, because especially because we had joked about like it like being such a good coming and going place, a party place.
Yeah.
I pictured all of his counters just being like cluttered with food that people brought, mm-hmm. and then to see this like whiplash to like these like gruel fuel. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Like the fresh food that would have been served in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is so fun. Also, I'm realizing because like these are kind of like the evolution of the goat men that we encountered like way, way back in campaign one.
Yeah.
So this is such a fun, like fresh take on them. So I really a huge rose.
Wait, the goat men in the cave?
Yeah.
Weren't they just horny?
They were just horny for death.
They were just horny. But mm-hmm. it was those specific ones that you ran into.
Right.
this is them?
It's their ancestors, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
Or like some of their ancestors. You would have to assume that there were like goat men that weren't horny for death.
So okay. Because that's what I'm saying horny for death.
Well, the specific
like
ones that you guys
ends.
Fought
yeah.
definitely weren't around long enough to like spread their
yeah.
DNA.
Yeah. We thought that was all the goat men, but we just met like five freaks.
Yeah, okay.
We met the worst ones.
That makes more sense. I just like was like, how does a line continue itself if they're horny for death? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess.
And I think we killed them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that survived have gone on to form this gang. But now they're on the rocks too, unfortunately, because of the Blackfyre Carnival.
Yeah.
Which, I gotta say, just I love the whole vibe of this area.
It is great.
It's really
it's
silly.
Really great.
Everyone is just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like just a nice game for the little goons to have. Just, what's up, man? Hey. Yeah, yeah.
What was the...
Sorry, I vaped on you.
What was the
sorry,
laugh?
Sorry, I vaped on you?
Nobody's ever apologized.
I don't think so, ever. I guess if you blew smoke in someone's face.
Yeah, yeah. But
would you say,
this guy
sorry,
would say, sorry,
I vaped.
It's like farting, but vaping. Sorry, I vaped.
If you vape enough, that's what your farts look like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's
and they smell like cherries.
But yeah, it was great to get to see a bunch of these guys because mm-hmm. the one good thing to you guys, like essentially starting a riot, is that I got to bust out all my clowns, all my different kinds of clowns.
The clown car.
Not all of them got to attack, so you don't know what all of them do. You don't know what the aerialists do.
Yeah, yet. The guys on stilts or the giant pole guys. Yeah. Really curious about those guys.
Wait, so is an aerialist, they're on pogo sticks or like on big pole? Are they
they're
on
like
sticks?
On like pole vaulting.
Whoa.
Poles, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How much circus research did you have to do?
Sick.
You know, very little.
Yeah. I feel like all of this stuff is in mm-hmm. my brain already.
Yeah.
But you guys said you were at a carnival this weekend?
Yeah.
We went to a fair. LA fair.
Yeah,
LA
so it was helpful fair. For like remembering like the games and things like that.
It's fun.
But it's not like there were
We didn't go on purpose for this. Okay. We just went
we didn't
for
go
fun.
For research.
You were
we went to buy just Naruto Dodgers gear.
Right, yeah. You needed the Shohei Ohtani Naruto shaking hands shirt.
I mean, that would
see,
be sick.
But that would be cooler.
Awesome shirt. Yeah.
It was more just like two disparate logos next to each other.
It was just them being like the first thought is what was kind of interesting about it.
Did you guys win any prizes this weekend?
No.
Really?
It was honestly, it was depressing. Yeah. You had to like download an app.
Yes. I had to download an app to play the games. And I just didn't want to download an app because it just felt so,
That's wrong.
It was dystopian.
What are they doing?
I know.
Yeah, it sucked.
I know that that's
or
like
no,
a,
the fair didn't suck, but that
no,
part
no,
this,
the fair was awesome, but it was just like the downloading an app because I usually love to play carnival games. And then I just was like, I don't think I'm going to download an app.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I'm an ancient old person for that, but like I think I just saw
a QR code that you could scan to play the games mm-hmm. and I was like, there's no fucking way I'm going to do that. And it made me so mad. I didn't even like ask anyone if there was like a way to play without it. So it might have just been an option and I just boomered my way out.
But they did have like free roller skating though.
Yeah, we did roller skating.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a little roller rink. And so there was like a lot of awesome stuff. It was just the carnival games. I just didn't want to download an app.
Gotcha.
And rollerblading is actually a lot different than roller skating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It's way different.
I feel like, well, rollerblading, I mean, it's the inline skate. So I feel like it just like makes more sense for your body to be like, I can feel where the wheels are touching. But like with the roller skates, since like the wheels are touching in like four distinct spots as opposed to like one line.
It literally just makes it completely different.
Yeah.
Just when you're like turning and mm-hmm. things like that. Yeah.
It's cool seeing someone who's good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. They there were some people that effortless. Were like kind of dancing.
Yeah.
That's my favorite that's cool. thing. Actually, I always feel really bad whenever I go like ice skating or something like that, because like I'll be like just trying to ice skate like normal. And then I'll like do like one little trick. Maybe I'll do the thing where you kind of like spin around or something like that.
That's insane if you can do that. Yeah. That's really impressive.
Well, no, it's I'm making it sound impressive. I'll basically do the thing where you kind of like turn a little bit, like, you know, sure. you kind of just do like a half turn by okay. like putting your ankles back to back.
Got it.
But then what I'll end up doing is I'll fall down, and then some like guy who's really good at skating will like have to like triple Salchow over me.
Just skate over your fingers, right. cutting them all off.
Oh God. It is
very scary to fall at like a public skate with yeah. a ton of people.
Oh, God.
Yeah. God, I don't think you could pay me to put on ice skates at one of those. I would, that's how I die.
Yeah.
It feels good. Once you like figure out the basic momentum, you do feel like, wow, I have augmented
yeah,
myself.
Skating rocks. It's really fun.
I would
yeah.
be way more down to do it on like an empty pond, sure. like in a public thing.
Yeah.
I'd be too afraid.
Right. Yeah. So the risk becomes like you might fall through the ice.
Right. And then I would die by myself.
Yeah.
Publicly.
I will yeah. say it's way more dangerous to go on just an empty pond. Chances of dying, I would say 100 times more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
probably.
Thousands times more.
Right.
Maybe.
But you would feel sort of like a womb-like embrace as you return to the pond where you were evolved from. So
I also think like the rental skates just like going right over you and chopping your fingers off. Oh. I think it ain't gonna happen. I think they're not sharp enough.
They're not. They're too dull.
They would just like fall. Yeah. It would just like somebody huge. Would just bump into you.
Freaking owie from that.
Yeah, you get an owie for sure. I will say Eddie is also like me struggling with my own looking at my goddamn phone all the time.
Mm.
But I think that's why I thought it was interesting, because when I was like, oh, do you feel it changing you? And he was like, no. And I was like, whoa, that's so crazy, because my experience with like the reason that I limit everything is because I just feel it manipulating me in ways that I can't counter.
I think that's more of a him kidding himself or him like yeah I don't see that as actually being like, no, all of this stuff fucking rocks and is awesome.
Well, I did like that it was like we kind of talked Eddie out of like his initial funk, but I definitely was being like, okay, we're not solving Eddie today.
Yes, there's no solve. It's just, yeah, definitely not like a quick fix. It's someone who's just been like, I'm not going to address what has actually happened, and so I'm just going to numb myself through life and just not
and also,
do
like,
anything.
He knows it's an escape.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I want to escape.
His path forward is also like a dopamine detox, which would be not fun.
And not even just a dopamine detox, but like also maybe you got to kind of have to join like a rebellion a little bit. Yeah. So it's like
a cause.
Yeah.
We're asking to be like, can you fight the powers that be while dopamine detoxing? Yeah.
Can you fight the powers that be? Also, it's going to be a little bit boring.
Yeah. It's not going to be as fun as coins.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just give Eddie a lot of Diet Coke and say, here we go, we gotta go fight.
Yeah. Did he have other games that he played?
Coins was the one that I was going to pull up. If anyone, there was going to be like sort of a wisdom saving throw to it. If you guys,
oh, someone put on the headset.
So there are more like VR things that you guys can like obviously try out or whatever.
I think, but I came into this being like, Slug has an addictive personality. She knows this isn't good for her. That was I was like, okay, she's probably had an experience with virtual reality that emptied her bank account, and she knows if I touch this, I'm gone for a week.
My thought process is this is like absolutely the hyper worst version of what this could be, where it like literally reads your like reaction times and stuff. Oh, so it'll literally be like, you looked at this area of the game, so you might be interested in these four things that pop up.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing caught your eye. What about a movie that shows this?
Wow.
And you're just watching like four things at the same time while ads pop up for each one.
It makes me feel
so fucking brutal.
Nauseous.
Yeah.
But then also you're sitting
there. It's making my skin crawl. That's like so real.
Yeah. And it's literally like reading your mind. So you are like kind of interested by this stuff, or like getting some kind of weird hit.
I was gonna say it doesn't need you to be interested. It just needs like a primal part of you to engage with the thing that it is designed to engage with.
Exactly.
They will read that as interest.
This is exactly what a digital incubi and succubi would do.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought that was a good move to have them be an incubus and succubi.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I found, especially on like days where we've like recorded a lot or like a hard editing day or something, I will just lose hours just like joylessly looking at my phone because I'll be like, I'm too tired to really invest in like a game or something, which is like such a fucking stupid thing to think. Be like, I'm too tired to play Resident Evil.
I certainly feel you on this, especially like, I don't know, the algorithms out there, they're not good. And there's a new thing that I feel like I've been seeing more on Instagram where people will just like put a clip from a movie and then they'll just title it with like, she didn't know what she was getting herself into.
And I'll sit there and watch the whole fucking clip.
But did you guys know that this is all clipping farms?
Yeah. I'm sure. So it's like, it's bad.
Like, and that's just like, doesn't that feel like disgusting? You're not even engaging.
Oh yeah.
I know I'm going to sound like a millennial boomer, but like, back in the day at College Humor, all of the stuff that was distracting on our website was like handpicked. If there was a picture on there, it was like, there were like seven people around a computer who were looking at all of them and being like, this is the video. This, like,
artisanal.
It really was artisanally curated. And now when it just feels like the internet is captivating more of my attention, but has gotten worse.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to be a moomer about this though.
Moomer, is that a word?
I think it's okay. That's what we're calling ourselves. I think it's okay because I have analyzed it a lot. Like, am I being resistant to a change, or is this? And what I come down to is that it just doesn't. I don't feel good after I use it, and that I feel like is enough of a barometer for me to be like, okay, there's something about me that's not engaging with this in a way that feels fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, I do feel like I have like a personal vendetta against everything in the Blackfire Carnival.
I literally just made this because I'll sit and I'll just look at my screen time after a day of work and I'll just be like, I'm wasting my life. Makes me sad.
But sometimes I've really tried to probe because I am incredibly addictive, so I just stay away from it. But I've tried to probe because I like ask your wife, I'm like, I don't want to be like, you should look at your phone.
Sure.
So I always try to probe. I'm like, did you see anything interesting? Like, I'm like very open-minded to like, is it adding something to your life that like, it's not my personal experience?
Totally,
and you never have like a positive.
Because I mean, anything can be on your phone. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I was FaceTiming my good friend who I haven't seen in 4 years. I learned a lot of interesting stuff.
Or I was also like, I can't look at stuff with like an algorithmic recommendations because I have too much of a primate brain. But maybe you are getting actual information from it and therefore it is valuable for you. But when I probe you, you never seem
always having a bad time.
I'm always like, maybe it's a conversation starter, something you're engaging with.
Here's the new Moomer thing we're all gonna start doing.
Okay.
Which is, you know, in anime sometimes when like the villain is like waiting patiently and they just pull a tiny book out of their pocket and start reading it.
Of course.
I think we all have to start carrying around tiny anime books.
Whoa.
Full of like, either it could just be like a little short story collection or some poems. It seemed like a little book full
and
of
you
like
start
something.
Reading. You just have long white hair, even though you're 27,
right?
And you read a little poem.
Yeah, you say, "Go on, I'll wait."
And then you pull That's out a cool. huge sword.
I can actually ask Grok to come up with a thousand haikus that I can just mainline.
Oh, dude, hilarious! Fucking
I took
haikus,
a four-hour
man.
Shit this morning because I was reading Grok haiku, and then I had to read it to me. And then I said, "Fuck it, maybe I'll just have Grok talk me off while I'm reading these haikus."
I said, "Grok, write haikus about only the things I'm interested in."
Write haikus about blowjobs and Tottenham.
Naked anime woman reading me haiku, Grok.
Anyways, I think it's fine for us to be moomers and question some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And question our experience.
I think so, especially because it was like, it's almost like it is our fault. Like, we were this bridge generation that like had the technology when it was way more innocent.
Yeah.
It is definitely our peers that are inventing these things.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. By our peers, I mean, I've never met any of them.
Right. But I would say like around our age. Yeah, like Zuckerberg's like a year older than us or something.
Zuckerberg went into the College Humor office one day.
Whoa.
I saw him.
Did you really?
Yeah. He rode the elevator with like Josh and Ricky in like 2007 or 8 or something.
Is it true that he's a ghost?
Yes, my hand went right through it. I said, "Zuck, nice to meet you, man. I love the gram. Oh my God."
And then he wails.
Yeah. He's like one of the fucking like kings.
You
Lord
did face mash, you banshee man.
He wailed and disappeared into the fucking elevator.
He's like a like a fucking Dark Souls villain who's just like lost so much of their humanity. They're just a pale shade.
Yeah. You guys want to do Roses and Thorns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge Rose, like I said, do you guys playing card games with Eddie and making spaghetti with Eddie?
Yeah.
Spaghetti with Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. I think I just was like thinking, like, I feel like for me personally, it's like cards are something that make you be really present.
Yeah.
I have a bud, which is that I want to try. I have Illusory Script, which I haven't used yet, but I want to try and use that to like build the resistance and like write Eddie Lives, but like have it only appear for like people who are loyal to the cause.
Whoa, that's cool.
Hell yeah.
That's
sick. Yeah.
I have a rose just for like the, I guess like the scene setting that you've been doing. Oh, I really love like how you described Eddie's house as having these like big windows that was like so open and full of life, and then like juxtaposing it with all the shades drawn and the couch stained.
I did really feel like the ghost of the past, like the way you described it, like the fact that you like zeroed in on like the blinds were drawn and it used to be all open. It was like so evocative to me.
Thanks.
Well, it just felt like a memory of going to like your coolest, most successful friend's like apartment and being what, like, this is such a fun place.
Yeah.
Like, going to like a party at like a really cool person's place.
Yeah.
So much of why I'm enjoying Neogalateron is because I feel like we have these like rich memories that like have never even been played out. We're just kind of like inventing them as we go about like the good old days.
Yeah.
That's what I like too. It's almost like Murph is making two new Bohemias, because there's this time jump that's like in the future where we are now, but also this nostalgia for a couple years before the current day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Moomer nostalgia.
That's
us.
Guys, remember Pizza Hut?
Okay. We don't need to get into corporate nostalgia.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have corporate nostalgia.
Yeah, I know.
I want a freaking Pizza Hut lamp so bad.
That's what When Did Things Come Out
is. Yeah, that is what When Did Things Come Out.
And that's why I host it rather than play it.
Picture a cow in black skinny jeans being like, "Do you guys remember 7-Up?
Yeah. Holy shit, I do.
And I also have a bud for our future augments, which we haven't had a long rest.
Oh, yeah. Once you guys have long rest, so, you guys have a bunch of stuff that you can put in from the Hammer and Circuits guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big rose for Detention Orb.
Oh yeah, got to finally use it.
It really did work out.
Came in clutch.
Yeah.
Oh, and huge rose for stealing the chip.
Is that
slot.
An extra one for all of us?
No.
What?
It's fun. Oh, it's one like piece of equipment.
If I roll a nat 20 right now, can it be one for all of us?
And roll it under the sheet.
But if you roll a nat 1, it's broken.
Okay.
Does that?
I'll take
that
deal. Okay. That's a 4.
Okay.
Wow, that's really
close.
You
get 4 slots.
Yeah, 4 slots. That makes sense. Yeah, Eddie gets one too.
Big rose for the slots. I like that.
Yeah.
I like how modular and interchangeable everything is. Like, it's been fun. Like, we get to basically like level up every time we long rest.
Yeah.
It's a really cool system.
Thanks.
Really
fun. I liked seeing you guys getting to do all these different moves and everything. It makes all of your turns very interesting.
Yeah. Getting to like grapple hook was so fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Must suck getting to live in a cyberpunk world where everybody's just grappling around.
Oh yeah. You got to.
Yeah. You're not going to grapple?
You got to freaking Django Fett it. With that, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of Gangs of Neogalateron. In the meantime, Calder, why don't you take us out?
Oh, gladly. Everybody get ready to roll those Moomer dice.
Rolling with the Moomer dice.
The internet used to be better.